give me a chance. Please give me a chance. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Please give me a chance. Dolores Cheeks, one of our students from Canada, sent us a video, YouTube type of video, and she doesn't do this very often. I don't remember that she's ever done this before, but she sent this video. And this video was about animals. And it was about animals being wonderful to other animals. Now, it's understandable that an animal would be loving to its own kind, to its own species, and that a dog would take care of a baby puppy, you know, and a cat would take care of a kitten and so forth. But this video that she sent was of a dog that was found out into the wilds of Iowa, and the dog was not doing too well, but just pregnant, and it was a mix of a lab and everything else under the sun. Loving dog, but very pregnant, and they brought it into the shelter. The dog gave birth to 8 little puppies, and the little puppies grew up sufficiently to be adopted, and all were adopted. And the mother puppy, the mother dog, was there alone, and into the shelter came a bunch of kittens without a mommy. And these kittens were very difficult for the shelter people to feed by hand and maintain, and they just tried an experiment of putting the kittens in with the dog, with this lab mixed dog that had just had his puppies given away. And the lab mixed dog looked at the kittens and said, "Hey, you guys are hungry, aren't you?" And the dog started to mother the kittens and took the kittens into her box and fed the kittens. And the kittens all progressed very well. And it's amazing because you think that a dog and a cat are quite different in species and quite different in the size of the nipples and so forth, but yet the little kittens worked out very well, and they grew up to be fine cats. Well, one little kitten, while he was in training, while he was growing up, he was just a little guy. He's a little guy, always getting into trouble, always getting into nonsense, climbed into the dog's water bowl. And the dog's water bowl was like a swimming pool to him, and he almost drowned. And the black dog, the mother dog, went over to the swimming pool and reached in and picked up this little kitten and brought it to safety in her bed and washed him down and made him feel comfortable again. Now, we think this is quite unusual, and as the video portrays, it is not too unusual. They had several other instances. They had an instance where a pony was raised by a goat. A little horse was raised by a goat because it didn't have a mother. And another incidence of a leopard who had gone out, who lived in the jungle, and who had killed this baboon and had a wonderful dinner, but in the process made an orphan of the baboon's baby. And this leopard looked at the baby and said, "Hey, you little guy. You see, you little guy, you defenseless little creature, you have no one to care for you. You're going to die of starvation if someone doesn't take care of you." Well, now, the leopard probably didn't think all those things, but those were the things that happened. And so the leopard took the little baby baboon and mothered it, nurtured it, and fed it, and raised it. Now, we wonder how things of this nature can ever happen. They are certainly unusual, certainly very startling. But it's the nature of humanity to be loving and gentle to little creatures, to protect its young, to protect its young so that its young can grow up and be big and strong and live in a world of one that they can handle. This is part of human nature. Part of human nature to be caring about the young. Little baby puppies are wonderful, and then they grow up to be big dogs and they need training. Little baby puppies, you forgive them everything. They wet all over everything and they mess all over everything and they tear everything apart and you still love them to pieces. The same with the little baby kittens and every little baby. But as they grow up, we expect them to be trained. We expect them to be responsible. We expect them to live their life in a proper manner according to our standards. But we forget one little thing. Somewhere, someone has to do the training. Somewhere, someone's going to have to teach that little baby baboon how to be a baboon and how to go through the jungle and survive. Now, the leopard may be just the one to do that. That could be kind of an interesting situation, couldn't it? But the big dog training the little kittens. The kittens will have, a proper attitude toward life. They'll learn to get out on their own and do their thing, but they'll certainly never be fearful of dogs, will they? They'll find that every dog will be their friend. And if the kittens approach the dogs as though every dog is their friend, quite likely every dog will be their friend. Because we have a built-in charisma about us. Dogs and cats don't like each other. They hate each other. They're always fighting with each other. You see, this built-in attitude, this built-in charisma that we have about ourselves is what allows dogs and cats to get upset with each other. In a family where dogs and cats are raised together, dogs and cats are harmonious together. Oh, they have fun, they roll and pull, and they fight with each other, and but they absolutely love each other. They're like a real family where the children hate each other and love each other and play with each other and delight in each other and protect each other to the nth degree. And this is how it is when dogs and cats are raised together or other types of animals are raised together. Pigs, we understand, make very, very beautiful pets, very clean pets, very orderly pets, and they're very intelligent. And now, who would think that of a pig? As pigs are raised in their pigsty and they're fed slop and they're created merely for ham and things of that nature. And that's all we think of. We never think of them as a pet. And yet, a couple of movies recently have come out with a pig as a pet and doing very well indeed. Now, we have attitudes about differences of people in life. We think the Arabs are one way and we think that the Chinese are another way and the Indians are another way and Europeans are another way. And we think the people of the world are all quite different. And yet, in each is the same of being a loving being. In each, it's only the charisma that's developed by their parents, that's developed by their environment, that's developed by themselves, their charisma of how they look at the world. And cats raised by a dog will certainly look at dogs quite differently. A baboon raised by a leopard will probably never fear a leopard in their life and never be dinner for a leopard at all. And we, as we live in our society, and as we care about each other, if we will be loving at all times, if we will learn to breathe deep and listen to the inner soul within us, the inner wisdom within us, and as we listen to this, delight in the magic that it shares with us, we will start to like ourselves. We'll start to like everything in the world. We'll start to like the world that we create about us and the people we create about us and the circumstances we create about us. We will start to like all that there is and all that there ever can be. because of one thing. Because all of life is one. All of life is one. Not just all living life like all humans, but all humans, all animals, all birds, all reptiles, yes, all plants and flowers, all the atoms of the universe, yes, all the infinite cosmos that floats around us, all is one. And the day that we no longer fear the world around us because we don't understand it, and like the kitten might not understand the dog feeding it, but the dog mothers the kitten, and the word mother is the universal word. The dog mothers the kittens so that the kitten feels secure. The dog doesn't care. The dog senses the kitten needs to be mothered. The leopard sensed the little baby baboon needed to be mothered. These are things that seem to happen. And can you believe that a cat would give a baby fawn, a baby deer, to mother to have on its nipple? Can you imagine such a thing? Well, it's so. A mother creature wants to mother others. And during that mothering phase, it wants to mother so beautifully. Now, some cultures train away from that. They have grandmothers and they have aunts and they have other people do the mothering and they go off and do other things. That's a strange type of arrangement, we think. And these are just part of the charismatic activities that take place within the cultures of different animals and things. And plants and species have their weed seeds that catch into the fur of a dog and it's carried to all parts and it's propagating itself in that manner. But you and I can look at life a little differently now. And we can say, I choose to be a mother for planet Earth. I choose to nurture planet Earth. I choose to nurture and mother all the world and all the people in it. All the people in the world are little babies, really. Just little infants wanting to be nurtured, wanting to be mothered. All the plants on earth want to be mothered. Our tendency is to want to make a lovely garden. Our tendency is want to have beautiful trees. Our tendency is to want to preserve nature. Our tendency is wanting to have peace on earth and have it begin with us. And peace on earth does begin with us when we become the nurturing, mothering beings of earth. And how do we become the nurturing mother beings of earth when we don't have the opportunity to be everywhere? Yet we really are. We have the opportunity in our minds of saying, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. There now is love on earth and it began with me. There now is mothering on earth and everyone is nurturing and mothering one another and it began with me. And how wonderful and how beautiful that is. How grand that is and how fulfilling that is and how terrific that is. And when I come up to Rex and I touch him, and he looks up at me with big brown eyes and he says, well, Dad, it's a nice day, isn't it? And he smiles. And then I touch my nose to his nose and he looks at me and he stretches and he says, life is wonderful. And then he takes his paw and ever so gently lays it against me and says, I love you. And I say, Rex, I love you too. The gentleness in my voice when I say I love you to my dog or to my family or to my world. The gentleness in my voice is the mothering in me. It's the mothering in me and in you and in all, which is the most natural instinct in the world, the most natural response in the world. And yes, it might seem strange that a dog would nurture baby kittens and a cat would mother a fawn. And a goat would mother a donkey or a baby horse. And it's interesting. It's just fascinating to realize that these things do happen. And they're not strange. It's just that we haven't stopped to look at them. And a family that raises dogs and cats from babyhood, dogs and baby kittens and baby together, and they grow up together, they're family. And they are protective of one another, and they're nurturing of one another, and they're mothering of one another. Today I mother all the world. I nurture all the world. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.